Roy Stuckey is not affiliated with Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success with a personalized discussion and financial plan. Now, here's Lisa Waterman.
Hi, this is Lisa Waterman with Financially Speaking with Lisa. I am here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and here to help you simplify the financial complexities of your life by giving you relevant topics that help you become more financially successful or at least more financially knowledgeable. I am the founder and owner of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a financial advisory and investment firm located here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And while I talk plenty about investments and income production and all that sort of thing, there are so many larger pieces of our financial world that can sometimes seem a little bit overwhelming. You can obviously listen to this program, and I'm sure glad that you're here. You might also visit my website at watermanfinancial.com or just call me in my office, 260-436-6588. We've covered a lot of different topics, and we always do. But one that I think is particularly relevant is one that will do much to help you protect your money, because none of us like to lose money, but it's avoiding financial scams. And so today I've invited a special guest, Detective Roy Stuckey from the Indiana State Police Department. And Roy's been with us on another show and has given us a lot of great information, but welcome back, Roy.
Hi, happy to be here.
It's great to have you. Tell us a little bit about what you do professionally.
I'm a detective with the Indiana State Police, their Organized Crime and Corruption Unit, and currently I'm assigned to the FBI's Financial Crimes Task Force, and I work with the FBI out of their office here in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Wow. You know, something that you mentioned, and I never thought about this, was the organized crime tied to the scams.
Absolutely. These are all organized crime. These are very well-trained individuals. They've honed their skills. They know what to do. They know how to elicit information from you. And most of the time, you don't even know you're giving them your information to them.
Gosh, incredible. Well, we had spoken on one of our shows about phishing, and that's that term that means what you're just talking about, right?
It's unknowingly giving somebody information that they don't already have.
Oh, boy. Well, and then there's the whole side of business. I mean, the news has been very prominent with permeating shields that businesses think they have around credit card information.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
A few years ago, there was a huge uptick. You heard about the large corporations having their large network intrusions where your credit card information has been stolen and then sold on the dark web and people obtain that information. While that still goes on, the companies have gotten better at preventing a lot of that from happening. That information is still out there. There are still people that sell that information, and there are still individuals that purchase that information. It's very easy for them to obtain a credit card number, load that credit card number onto a gift card or a blank credit card, and go to the store and make purchases.
Gosh. You know, and we must always be diligent. You may want to check previous shows, and they'll have some reference to Roy here about getting a credit freeze on your account. One of the best things you can do to protect yourself by doing that at the various credit rating agencies. But there's also other ways that they're getting much better at getting to us by, you know, wiring is a huge thing for anybody who ever wires money out. Talk a little bit about what that's impacted me when I worked at the bank and having to go back and call people. Tell us about that.
Yes, we've seen an uptick in businesses being targets of these individuals. So an employee will receive an email from a supervisor or the owner of the company or a boss asking them to wire money to cover a bill, pay for supplies, or just in the normal course of business. You know, a lot of companies wire money, and they need to be on the lookout for anything that would seem unusual. Would that be a normal request from your supervisor to wire money, or
And this is like an email, or could it be a text, or is it usually emails?
Usually, it's usually in an email.
And it's like looking like it's from my boss saying, hey, Lisa, I need you to do this and this.
Yeah, so there's a couple ways they can do it. They've either gained access into the company's network and their email system, so they can send an email from the supervisor so it looks legitimate, or they can spoof the email address. That's, again, where they just change one of the letters in the email address where, if you aren't paying attention, it appears that it came from your supervisor. The biggest thing, the first clue would be if somebody was changing wiring instructions. If you already have a relationship set up with an entity that you wire money to on a normal transaction, and then somebody all of a sudden wants to change how that's going to happen, that's the number one cue.
You know, you mentioned, I think off the air, when you receive an email, give yourself the right to question it, number one. Number two, then, is look for misspellings, look for things that just look off, and then pick up the phone and do your own validation. Forget what you've just seen in the email, right?
Absolutely. And we, as human beings, we want to do a good job, number one. We don't question our boss. We've brought up that way, that the boss is the boss, so we, you know, follow orders. But in this day and age, you really have to take a few steps and maybe question a couple of things and check with your supervisor. Did you send me this? And don't check by email. It has to be a phone call. A phone number that you know. It could be a text if you're able to text. Hey, did you really mean to send me this? Do we really want to send this money? So a good way is just to double check.
Well, you know something too. I was just thinking about when, not only that, with a business and your boss, but if you're the receiver of a call like that, don't be offended if they questioned you, because that's really protecting valued both information and financial resources.
Absolutely. Yeah. You as the boss need to, you know, have your own interest in mind, and an employee that calls you and asks you that is only trying to protect the company.
Yeah. And I was also thinking when I worked for Wells Fargo and Fifth Third, we also, wiring from the banks is just a huge area of fraud, right? So I would receive an email, and thank God this never happened to me, but I receive an email, Roy's my client. He says, hey, Lisa, I need you to wire $100,000 out from my account to this and this place. Well, I was in private bank, so that meant I need to do everything I can to help Roy, except that a required was, Roy, just wanted to verify that you really wanted me to send out $100,000.
Yes, absolutely. You need to double check. And in this day and age, it's too easy to lose that money. Once you wire that money, more than likely it's gone. Now, there are a couple things that we can do to recover some of that money, but we have to be notified probably within 24 to 72 hours.
Wow.
You get outside that window and it's probably gone.
Well, you're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa Waterman, and I am the owner, CEO of Waterman Financial Services. This show broadcasts every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And today we're talking about identity theft and phishing and basically scams. So join us on the other side of this break to make sure you know how to protect yourself.
Listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Wovo Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Financially Speaking with Lisa is brought to you in part by Colliers Comfort Services in Ossian. With special savings right now on a 95% efficient Lennox furnace, priced as low as $2,999 installed, depending on the size of your home. And Colliers Comfort Service will include a free MERV 11 air filter and cabinet with a 10-year extended warranty. Call 622-6622 or visit collierscomfort.com. 622-6622.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Hi, and welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly broadcast associated with helping you become more financially savvy by knowing a little bit more about some topics that you may not have the ability to learn about. So today we're talking about scams and all sorts of them. I am so privileged to have Roy Stuckey here with the Indiana State Police Department and a financial crime, or I'm sorry, part of the task force. And I always say this wrong, Roy. Say what you are again.
I'm a detective with Indiana State Police, and I currently work out of the FBI office out of their financial crimes unit.
Great. So you have so much experience in having seen everything, because people, like, fundamentally, and you said this earlier in the show, we're just good people. So we think everybody that we're having an interaction with is also a good person. But you're talking, this is organized crime. They're just trying to get money no matter whatever way they can.
Absolutely. Whatever they can do to get a dollar out of you.
So I thought this particular segment might be interesting in hearing about some of the ones that are out there. You mentioned something about it may be to fix somebody's computer. That's one, right?
Yes, there's the internet, you know, virus scam where you get an email or an alert or a pop-up on your computer that there's a virus on your computer and you need to call this number and then to get this virus removed, and then they'll ask you for money and things like that. Some of those where they'll lock up your computer, unfortunately, yeah. And that's, you're in trouble there.
And then too, just kind of think about that. The very people that tend to be the ones that look like they're helping you are the ones who are doing all of it.
Correct.
Microsoft doesn't pop up a window and say, hey, you've got a virus, let us help you. They also don't call you on their phone and say, hey, we know, we found out your computer has a virus. If anything like that happens, you just hang up.
Absolutely. You need to get off the phone.
Get off the phone. Another one that I've been aware of and had a friend this happened to is the grandchild who was on a vacation, because all grandkids don't see their grandma and grandpa regularly. And it's such an embarrassing situation. They've gotten arrested and they need to have money to get out for bail.
Yes.
And it's kind of funny because, again, you don't realize it because emotionally you want to help your grandchild. So the way this one goes is they say, Grandma? Like, yes. Hi, who is this? Don't you even know me, Grandma? Is this Susie? Yes, it's Susie. And Grandma, I need your help. And it goes like that. So they keep, like, almost acting indignant that you wouldn't know who they are because you wouldn't recognize their voice.
Correct.
Gosh.
And deep down, if you stop to think about it, you know what their voice is, and that's not them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like I said, these are professional people. Mm-hmm. They prey on you being a good person wanting to help.
Well, and that's something too that you had mentioned about, let's say that somebody fixes your computer and then you find out, oh, well, look, they're in the military. You mentioned that one. Then what goes on after that?
Correct. They'll be a service member overseas. They'll ask for gift cards, ask for money, say, I'm trying to get back home. I'm stuck. You know, I'm on leave. I can't see my family. And you just have to be careful of who you're giving money to and for what.
Well, something too that this leads to is if this has happened to you, it is really embarrassing. And I know my own personal life, people are like, no, just don't worry about it. It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's not okay. Make sure you tell, if you're a person who has children that could help you, or if you've been a victim yourself, get somebody to help you. Call the police, do whatever.
Yes. The first thing you would do is file a police report with your local agency if you believe you were a victim of identity theft. If you believe you were a victim of a scam or a large-scale fraud that happened online, there's just so many of them now. There's the Craigslist frauds. There's the eBay scams. You're trying to sell a car online. You're going to get contacted by all sorts of different individuals trying to come at you in different ways, trying to get money from you.
And that's kind of almost the bait and switch, right, on the
yes.
car. Hey, I got to sell mine, but I'm going to send you my check for $5,000, even though your car only costs $4,000. And then you just keep $100 for the trouble. But then that way, then we can get this whole transaction done.
And that's a big cue for people out there. That's the way they launder their money. So they resend it through different bank accounts, and they'll use people that maybe are unwitting accomplices.
Yeah.
Work at home scams, things like that, to where they will send you money and then ask you to send that on to somebody else. you'll receive $3,000 into your bank account, and it's like, keep $200 for this and then for your trouble, and then send it on to this person and or overseas. And that's where most of that money ends up.
And I think one of the things we had talked about too is just say, well, why don't we just meet? Why don't we meet in Fort Wayne? And my first ever Craigslist sale, I said, let's meet in front of the Allen County Jail.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was another gal, and it was absolutely fine. But I was scared to bits. And she was a real person, and there's plenty of cool transactions going on like that.
If it's a legitimate transaction, somebody's not going to have a problem meeting you.
Yeah.
And pick a very public place. Police departments are great. Meet in front of the police departments. They're public places. They most of them have a public lobby that you can go inside and meet with, and they have no problem with people coming to conduct that type of business.
Great. Well, you had given out some information before about identitytheft.gov. It's part of the Federal Trade Commission's website. We talked about going to the individual credit bureaus to get a credit freeze on your account and pursuing that. It's got instructions on there. We've just got a couple more minutes left. What other kind of advice can you give to people? Because this affects all of us. And I'd say stay active in your parents' lives is a big one.
Absolutely. If you have older parents, you really need to stay involved in their lives. And so where maybe you need a power of attorney to check their accounts. A lot of things are embarrassing. They are. But what you need to understand is these are, and I keep saying this, these are professional individuals. These are organized groups, and they know what they're doing, and they know how to target people.
Yeah.
And just because you're a victim, you do not need to be embarrassed about it.
I just thought of one is review over your parents' credit card statements.
Absolutely.
That's when you'll see weird purchases and I do that with my mom, and I'll be like, Mom, what's this? Oh, that was this and this. Now, I don't want to monitor her shopping, and she should be able to do that. But there's so many things, predators that are trying to get access to information. It's very, very scary. It's terrible. Any other things before we go to our break?
Just real quick, if you believe you're a victim of a fraud, you can go to www.ic3.gov, which is a FBI reporting website. If you believe you're a victim of an internet crime.
As in like Indiana Code 3?
It's IC? Yes, ic3.gov.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be coming back here in a minute. You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa. This is Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services. We'll be right back.
Listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Wobble Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Financially Speaking with Lisa is brought to you in part by Collier's Comfort Services in Ossian. With special savings right now on a 95% efficient Lennox furnace, priced as low as $2,999 installed, depending on the size of your home. And Collier's Comfort Service will include a free MERV 11 air filter and cabinet with a 10-year extended warranty. Call 622-6622 or visit collierscomfort.com. 622-6622.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Hi, and welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa. This is Lisa Waterman, and today we have been talking about, unfortunately, something that's a reality in a lot of our lives, and that's being scammed. And in our financial world, in our technically savvy world, there's all sorts of new opportunities. And in this last segment of today's show, we're going to talk about how best to protect yourself, because so many of us can feel very vulnerable and exposed just in trying to transact in this new modern world. So for those of us just, or those of you just joining, Roy Stuckey is here with us. He's with the Indiana State Police Department and an expert in this area. So we've talked about several different things, Roy. Talk about the one the United States Postal Service has. This is all about protecting yourself now.
This is a way to protect yourself from identity theft. The Postal Service offers a service through their website. You go in and sign up. I think it's called an informed delivery, where they'll send you an email every day of what will be expected in your mailbox. It's a scanned image of everything that you'll receive in the mail that day.
It's fantastic.
So if you are missing a gift card, say grandma sent you a check, you know, during the holiday season or for a birthday, and you know that that was sent, and you saw that that was scanned, you got an email that that was scanned that day, and you check your mail, and that card's not in there. You can go back to the post office and say, hey, I got this morning, that this was supposed to be my mailbox, and it's not there today. So that's a way to check to see if somebody's going through your mail.
Wow. And that's what, when we were talking earlier, that's where a lot of times the scammers start, is in your own mailbox. So that's
absolutely
a great, great tool. Another thing is, we had mentioned about putting a credit freeze on your account, and I'm not going to go through that, but just tell you to go visit Equifax.com, TransUnion.com, or Experian.com. And each of those are the three credit rating agencies. And you can put a freeze on your credit to protect yourself. But then we were talking about also another way to do it is with some of these social media sites. Let's talk with dating. Kind of, how do we protect ourselves from dating? What are some flags that happen, like get out of that relationship quick, like?
Yes. So, you know, you don't know who you're dealing with on the other end. So if somebody's reluctant to send you a live picture of themselves with a date on it, number one clue is if they ask for money. If they're international and say they're stuck overseas and I
need
help.
Sounds so glamorous, right? Oh my gosh, this guy's an international businessman. Yeah. If they can't meet within a very short period of time, like a week.
Right.
That's a tale. That's
absolutely
a sign, right?
Yes.
And then you said the scams are crazy of the excuses they come up with needing money.
Yeah, so they'll always ask for money. And so they'll be say, I'm stuck in a foreign country. The government has my briefcase that they confiscated in customs. They said I can't have it back unless I give them, you know, $5,000. And, you know, I have millions of dollars in that briefcase, or things along those lines. Now, when we say that, so you say to yourself, well, I would never fall victim to that. What you need to understand is when that's happening to you, this is a presented to you in a way that you don't even realize it. And it sounds real. It's very well done.
Well, and having talked to a few women that's happened to, usually you're emotionally now involved over 2 or 3 days of these amazing texts that say how beautiful you are and how wonderful you are and how, you know, and then they're knowing your soul and it's all very romanticized. And then they're like, oh, remember when I said about this and that, now I'm stuck. Can you please help?
Yes, absolutely.
And I think it's so crazy, Roy, how many people think, I would never do that. Like, that sounds so stupid.
Yeah.
Yet emotionally you get charged into it and then you're very embarrassed that it's happened to you.
And that's the key there. It happens to you and you're embarrassed and they count on that, your embarrassment, to not report that.
Yeah. Wow. Another one, and I jokingly said about this before, don't create a perfect identity of yourself on Facebook. Change your date of birth is a good one. Change stuff so slightly that nobody can really tell the difference, and yet now a scammer can't go and find you. Craigslist is another big one. And my husband, I say, is the Craigslist king. He's bought so much stuff on Craigslist. But that's an area of scammers. Tell us about what happens in that department.
Yeah, so you'll want to sell a vehicle or an item, and you're excited to sell it. You know, most of us who sell a car, we're selling a car because we want another car. So we can't purchase our other vehicle until we sell the one that we have. And you just have to be careful. You know, meet people in a public place. Don't invite them
to your home. And there's a big thing. Meet them. None of this like, oh, well, you know what? My sister tried to sell something and the guy was on an oil rig off the coast in Texas and wanted to get an engagement ring that she had in Indiana. So that's out of state is a big deal, right?
Yes. And they want to wire you money. They'll want to wire in excess of what you're asking and then ask you to return that money to somebody else and things like that. You really want to meet one-on-one. Don't invite people to your home. Meet in a public place and make sure there's a lot of people around. And
you had mentioned like the lobby of the police department is a fine place to meet, right?
Yes, we're in the parking lot.
There's Walmart
activity. Yes, Walmart. There's always something going on someplace where if something's not going right, you can get a hold of somebody. And when we say meet in the parking lot of the Walmart, don't meet in the back unlit part of the Walmart parking lot. Meet in the front of the Walmart.
And something, too, that I've also said to my family, as I said, my husband really is the Craigslist king, is when he goes someplace, I'll say, who was the last person you spoke to? What was their name? And where are you going now to meet? And how are you identifying that person? And he'll always be like, that's so stupid. And I'm like, hey, that Craigslist killer out there. So trying to get that information to whoever you right. may need to try and track you down if something came up.
Absolutely. Those are great pieces of advice. Somebody needs to know where you are.
Yeah.
You never know who you're dealing with on the other end.
So any other last pieces of advice? This is your final shot, Roy. Give us some advice here.
Just stay vigilant. Kids, help your parents out. Mm-hmm. Review their bank statements. Make sure there's not money being wired out. Talk to them. See what they're doing. Ask them if they've met somebody new or if they have something new going on in their life or if they've been approached, you know, for this. You have to watch out for the lottery scams.
That's what I just thought about.
They're everywhere. They're going to be receiving things in the mail, and they look great, but mm-hmm. they're not. You should not have to pay money to get money.
I had a client years ago that got hooked up into a lottery scam. So you got to play to win, and if you didn't play, you can't win. So, hey, folks, we're going to have to bring our show to a close. You've been listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa and my guest, Roy Stuckey, with the Indiana State Police Department. And I welcome you to give me ideas on topics. I think today's was a great one because it's impacting so many people. But please feel free to call my office, 260-436-6588. Visit our website, watermanfinancial.com. And in future shows, we continue to talk about all the sorts of things that impact us. But remember, exercise your mind, exercise your body, because both of those are gifts you give to yourself. See you next week.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This has been Financially Speaking with Lisa, hosted by Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success. Join Lisa next Saturday at 10 on Mobile Radio and listen to this program and previous episodes on the podcast page on mobile.com. Podcasts by Federated Media.